It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
He's nuts.
Thank you very much, and welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. 877-365-3636. Bethana's just blasted in here and tells me we got something going on tonight that we got to plug.
Yeah, the station, we're at the Clarendon Grill giving away Wii's.
Whee! Oh, did they save one?
Oh, you can give you, they're going to be there till 8 o'clock, Mike.
Really?
Yeah, Clarendon Grill, 1101 North Island Street.
Who's going to be there?
The WJFK Street Team.
Ah.
NCK.
Oh, those people. And CK's there, too?
Yeah.
Well, go to the Clarendon Grill right now. The one in Arlington?
It's in Clarendon, yeah.
Clarendon. Clarendon is Arlington.
Right.
Oh. Just wanted to make sure if there was sometimes they open up and they call it by the same name. I didn't know.
This happened
15 seconds ago.
That's right.
This is really,
okay, Paula.
We have to work on that as far as last second coming in. This is what she hands me. Mm-hmm. Seriously. She said, CK wanted you to say this.
Read it as it's written.
I will read it as it's written.
All right.
Okay, Paula.
All right. Clarendon Grill 8, 1101, illegible. It says, I think it says North Highland Street, W-I-L, Will. Oh. Clarendon Grill 8, 1101 North Highland Street, Will.
It's like a poem.
She's adding to it.
Well, see, you can't just dot one of the I's. And that's going to be tonight?
Yeah.
Free
Wheeze. Till 8 o'clock.
Till 8 at Clarendon Grill, the WJFK fun team.
Thanks a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Buzz also informs me with our IMs, we're getting a lot of interest in the Buzz Bay.
We are. Okay. We have some applicants.
Very, very exciting. Final buzz of the afternoon. Here's Mr. Buzz Burbank.
In fact, because of our new IM address, Mike O, WJFK, we got a tip on what is now our lead story this evening.
That's pretty amazing. And this, of course, is about the D.C. Madam.
The notorious D.C. Madam, Deborah Jean Palfrey, dead at the age of 52, committed suicide by hanging herself inside a shed at her mother's home in Tarpon Springs, Florida. Police spokesman Jeffrey Young says the victim's mother discovered the body.
She immediately called 911. She's 76 years old. Getting her daughter down would have been almost impossible for her.
Palfrey was free pending sentencing after her conviction last month on 4 federal charges related to the prostitution ring she ran that involved many high-powered Washington insiders. The medical examiner is reviewing the case, but detectives do not suspect foul play, and they point to a number of handwritten notes that Palfrey apparently left behind.
And that's the bottom line, because John McCain said so.
My finger slipped.
What's
I'm terribly
he doing in this
I don't
case.
Know. You said high-powered people.
I'm going to have to cancel my appointment now.
Oh, I know. You were looking forward to that.
I know.
Here's your real measure of the economy. Americans are starting to choose gasoline over Starbucks. It's not about flavor. It's about price.
Okay.
With the prices on gas and food going up, the number of stops at Starbucks is going down. Business is off 21% at the $5 a cup chain.
And when I put coffee in my car, it starts to shake.
Get the decaf.
Income's down well over $108 million for Starbucks.
Hey, weren't the oil companies or one of the oil companies supposed to release some profit notices today? And that was supposed to affect the stock market? I should pay attention to more of these things, but
nah.
I was getting...
We had profit reports out just a couple of days ago. I will check to see if anything's new today.
I watched that cute little lady that's on the Today Show in the morning. You know, the
little minx.
Yeah, and she said something along that, or maybe I wasn't paying attention.
I like
Rob.
Her. Mike.
Quoting an executive at Starbucks, our financial results are clearly being impacted by reduced frequency to our U.S. stores. He says he hopes the company can reinvigorate the Starbucks experience. Maybe something involving caffeine might work.
Do you go? Do you go to Starbucks?
I do not. I'm not a coffee drinker.
You a coffee drinker?
If I have a moment and I've got $5, I love a mocha. Especially when it's cold outside. It's a really great drink.
But since you have neither, you're like a lot of Americans and just not going
glass
anymore.
Of water.
Where's the honey, Junior?
More whipped cream, Junior.
Please.
Home Depot, meanwhile, says it's closing 15 stores and canceling plans to open 50 more. 1,300 people will lose their jobs. Another new report today says unemployment is up again.
No excuse for a business going out of business.
That's right.
Thank you. I'm here all week.
You'll be missed.
O'Mara's so long.
President Bush was technically telling the truth when he said this week that we are not in a recession. It takes 6 months of negative growth to make a recession.
Laura and I are rooting for you tonight.
Thank you, sir.
And good luck.
Thank you. Without getting too complicated... A recession is defined as two quarters in a row of downturning gross domestic product. Now, the GDP has actually gone up a bit in the last two quarters. It's gone up by a painfully small amount, but at least it's up.
Oh, okay.
So technically, we're not in a recession, just as the president said. Of course, that and $5 will get you a cup of coffee.
Whenever I think depressing things about the economy, I always like to play the Fenway song.
Oh, no. Not again.
Everybody shout.
Yeah. Fenway.
We love you, Red Sox.
And cut.
President Bush is now the most unpopular president in modern history.
Laura and I are rooting for you tonight.
That's according
good luck.
To a new CNN opinion research poll, which finds his disapproval rating at 71%, higher than any other president, including Nixon, Lyndon Johnson, and Harry Truman.
Fine.
It is, isn't
wow,
it?
Wow, the lowest of all time.
71%, worse than Nixon.
Worse than Nixon. Oh, Ifri, did you shave heads today? How's that headache, Allison Kitchen?
I am not a barber.
Yes, I am not a crook or a barber.
For the first time since the president stood in front of that insulting mission accomplished banner, the White House admits it effed up. The banner was plastered all over television 5 years ago today. 5 years in which, after having accomplished our mission, thousands more U.S. soldiers died in a war most Americans think is ridiculous. Major combat operations in Iraq have ended, said the president proudly that day. White House spokeswoman Dana Perino yesterday admitted that the banner was poorly worded.
Yeah, you think?
She says the banner and the president should have been more specific, that the men on that particular battleship had successfully accomplished that particular mission. Yeah, I'm sure that's what they meant.
Well, look who's here. I'm not really sure that you should be bashing Republicans.
Well, I'm not sure I am, sir. One in particular, the one who's president who got us into this war, the one you want to continue for maybe 100 years. If
listen,
needed.
I'm telling you, you're on a slippery slope.
Oh, slippery what, Mr. McCain?
Slippery slope.
Yes.
And John McCain said so. Also, clean up this hair that's in your studio.
Thank you, sir.
His hair is mysterious. Have you noticed?
Very strange.
Like cotton candy.
Cotton candy, like white, but then comb over at the same time.
And you can always see scalp.
It's like the best of both worlds.
Or the worst.
Scalp.
51% of voters believe Barack Obama will be the Democratic nominee, but that's way down from the 69% who thought so last month.
Who cares about polls?
Dropped 18 points.
I don't believe polls anymore.
It's pretty significant when it's nearly 20 points.
Yeah, so you think this means Indiana, no way, or what?
I think Indiana's going to be very, very tough.
Next week on the show, the day after right. the primary, mm-hmm. we are going to have a gentleman on from Politico.com that knows about all this stuff, and we'll be analyzing exactly what happens, and we will, you know, be making fart jokes while he does.
Is it Vern Verners?
No, it's not Vern this time. It's somebody else, and mm-hmm. I don't know the name, but that's okay. It's very exciting.
Cool.
The latest CBS News New York Times poll shows that Hillary Clinton is closing in on Obama. She's closing the gap partly thanks to Barack's getting publicly screwed by his own pastor.
I am ready to rumble.
Hillary made hay out of that again last night with the help of the violently insane Bill O'Reilly.
He is violently insane.
Isn't he?
Marist College graduate.
Yeah, very
way
proud.
To go, Bill.
And now that New York's new law requiring restaurants to post the calorie counts on their menu items has passed legal muster, New Jersey is taking its own tact on fighting fast food fat.
New Jersey and you perfect together.
Tom Kane.
Taking its own tax, that is to say. New Jersey lawmakers are considering a taco tax, if you will.
Hey, Bob didn't want it to be eaten. He wouldn't have made it look like a taco. That's okay to say.
That's another show.
You're mm-hmm. a shock jock.
Thank you.
The backers of the bill see it as a sin tax, like the cigarette taxes smokers have paid for years now. But others say it amounts to a tax on the poor at a time when food prices are already slipping out of reach for them. Detroit considered a similar tax, but that idea died an unpopular death there. You want fries with that?
Didn't affect the line at Chipotle, Buzz.
Not so much. Mm-hmm. And at a Checkers hamburger joint in Sanford, Florida, health inspectors found the buns being stored on the floor.
Yeah!
Of the men's restroom.
Oh, no!
Oh.
Stacked to the ceiling they were at Checkers, about a foot from the toilet. And 11 other health code violations, including unsanitary restrooms.
Way to go, Sean.
You gotta eat.
That's where this Checkers stored its drinking cups as well.
The ew! Men's room.
Neither Checkers nor this local manager has any comment.
There he is now.
Some good news, though, coming up. A plan to completely eliminate deadly car crashes. When we continue.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.